So, welcome to my audio about letting go of anxiety. And this specific audio will allow you to connect with an anxiety you may be experiencing about a future event or a future individual that will come into your experience. And the first thing we're going to do is find ourselves a place where we can sit down, which is quiet and still, and somewhere which is comfortable. So maybe a chair, maybe the top of your bed. Try not to lie down for this process, as people tend to fall asleep, but instead sit comfortably and just allow yourself to just sit still for a few moments. And as you are doing that, just allow yourself to just be. Now bring your awareness to your nostrils and start to become aware of the breath that is coming in through your nostrils, down through your chest and into your stomach. And as you breathe out, it just goes out through your nostrils, and you can feel the touch of air in this area. And once again, breathe into your stomach, deeply into your stomach, allowing it to expand, and then back out again. And this is a very gentle process. It's just really a process of observation and connecting with our breath, becoming aware of our breath, and just breathing deeply into our stomach. We're allowing our breath to become our experience. And our breath, watching our breath, allows us to be present, to be rooted in the present moment, in the now. And as we do this, our mind will become more still. And we will start to notice perhaps more sensations in the body. Just keep watching your breath, becoming aware of it, going in through your nostrils, down into your stomach. Your stomach expanding. And as you breathe out, your stomach contracts and the breath flows out through your nostrils. Now as you breathe, try and allow your breath to remain connected, with there be no pauses or significant gaps in the breathing cycle. Often when we breathe, we actually stop breathing. There's moments where we are pausing our breath, and we often do this when we're under stress and anxiety. So just by connecting our breath, we're allowing that process, the integration process of our emotions to happen, the letting go to happen. Now I want you to think of something or someone that you feel anxious about. What are you afraid of? What's coming up for you? And just allow yourself to keep breathing normally into your stomach. But now just become aware of how your body responds to that thought, to that fearful, anxious thought. You may experience a tightening of your chest, maybe a contraction in your stomach, Maybe your heart rate or your heart rate increases. Maybe you even experience sweaty palms. And just allow all of that to happen exactly the way it is. This process is really about accepting our current experience exactly the way it is. So if we're anxious, we're anxious. It's okay. We're not trying to change our experience. We're allowing anxiety to exist unconditionally. We're allowing it to just be, to be the way it is, with no need to try and change it. And you may notice that as you're doing this, there's tension in your body. There's a part of you that's resisting this current moment. And all tension exists to suppress emotion, to suppress this anxiety that you are feeling. So when we tense up our body, we're doing so that we don't have to feel the emotion. So if you start to notice this tension, relax into it. And also start to breathe into the tension. And by that, I mean you're imagining your breath going into the tension, into the place where the anxiety is, and it's actually going deep into this place. And then as it comes out again from your stomach, from the area where the anxiety is, and out through your nostrils. As you breathe out, just relax your body. You're breathing in, you're noticing the tension and anxiety. And as you breathe out, you completely relax and let go. It's a very gentle and soft process, this. The anxiety that we're experiencing may be very strong. We may find ourselves breathing more deeply and more rapidly. And if we do, just allow this to happen. If it feels natural to breathe more quickly, allow that process to happen. But breathe in deeply, connect your breath, no pauses, no breaks, following the entire cycle of our breath with our awareness. Noticing tension, releasing tension on the out breath, and just allowing anxiety to exist. It's all part of our experience. So once again, think of the incident or the person or the situation that you have to face and check in with yourself. How do I feel about this now? Has it changed? Has it gone up? Has it gone down? Whatever has happened is meant to happen. This isn't a linear process. And by that, I mean there isn't a specific path. It may be that our anxiety increases when we do this, or it may be that it goes down. We honestly don't know, and it doesn't matter. What we're doing is we're just allowing everything to be. We're letting go of a need to control our experience, to control the outcome of our meditation. In effect, there is no outcome. Whatever appears is meant to appear, and we allow all of it. And when we don't allow it, we'll find that our mind will start to talk more. It may go off on a tangent, or we may experience tension and stress in our body, and all of that is okay. But we're just allowing these experiences to happen. And imagine as if you were to allow everything. Okay, if you're going to be anxious, I'm going to be anxious. It's okay. And we're just breathing deeply into that anxiety and into the depths of our stomach. Allowing everything to be. And I'm just going to leave you with these emotions. And just occasionally check in with yourself to see how you feel about the person or the situation. Just check in to see if it's gone down. And just relax into it. Once again, allowing everything to be the way it is. For me, anxiety often exists in the center of my chest as oppression, as a tension. So how would it be if I just allow that? What if I was to allow that experience in my chest to just be? You may notice you tense up. And when you notice it, you relax. But then later on, the tension comes back again. That's okay. It's meant to happen this way. And you'll notice when you let go that there'll be a releasing and a lightness, perhaps in your chest area or your stomach, or wherever that anxiety was present in your body. You feel a lightening in your shoulders, maybe less tension around the arms and hands. But don't be afraid or concerned if all of this increases, and many times it will. The deeper we go into the process, the more we start to notice areas of tension and tightness and fear and anxiety and a plethora of all other emotions that appear. So whatever emotion appears, maybe even sadness or grief, allow all of that to happen. Just go deeper into this process. Allowing yourself to just be. to exist with no thought of wanting to change any aspect of your experience. And once again, think of a situation or person that you feel anxious about and just check in with yourself. How strong is this anxiety from 1 to 10 now? Is it a 1 out of 10, a 3 out of 10? Maybe it's still very strong. Allow it to be. Now, the thing to understand is that you're not going to release and let go of all of the anxiety in one session. You've spent a lifetime of suppressing and holding on to this anxiety. And if you believe in past lives, you may have even spent those lives holding on. And now to release all this anxiety in one go, it's very extremely rare that's going to happen. So you will need to sit with it in certain moments, and every situation in which you feel anxiety is an opportunity to let go of it. You just need to sit with it consciously. So just allow yourself to do this. And the more times you sit with anxiety, the less you will feel it in your day-to-day experience, especially in those moments where it rears its head powerfully. Keep sitting with it now. And in those moments, you'll experience less and less of it. So I'm going to leave you with this. You may decide to continue or may stop. It's up to you. If anxiety is still present and you have time, sit with it. If it feels much less than before, then congratulations, you've let go. But remember, there's more of it to come. So I'm going to leave you for now. Take care, and I'll see you on the next audio.